Welcome to KCPW's Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
74 years ago, the followers of Marie Ogden arrived in San Juan County's Dry Valley and began to create their version of God's kingdom. Ogden had dabbled in the occult and lectured on spiritual subjects around Boise, Idaho, before making the shocking announcement that she had established a direct link to heaven through her typewriter. She claimed the typewriter, under God's direct control, had commanded her to move to the wild lands of southeastern Utah and take a small band of eager disciples with her. Followers who made the move to Dry Valley had to renounce all worldly goods, become semi-vegetarian, and swear allegiance to the supposedly divine word that came from Ogden's typewriter. At first, Ogden and her followers were mainly treated as a curiosity by the San Juan County locals. But then, in 1935, an Ogdenite by the name of Edith Pishak died of cancer at the religious settlement believers called the House of Truth. Ogden claimed Pishak wasn't dead at all and was only in a state of spiritual purification and would eventually return to life. People from the Home of Truth bathed the body in salt brine 3 times a day and even fed it. When health officials investigated, they found the body in a perfect state of preservation. Soon, however, followers of Ogden began leaving the community, perhaps because their leader's predictions about a resurrected Edith Pishak never panned out. When it was discovered that Ogden ordered a follower to burn Pishak's body on the sly, what little credibility she had left evaporated, and she drifted from public notice. Years later, the contents of Ogden's office, presumably including her typewriter, were sold at auction. Content for this episode of the Beehive Archive was provided by the Utah State Historical Society and the Utah Statehood Centennial Commission. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other Beehive Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org.
For KCPW's Beehive Archive, a joint effort of the Utah Humanities Council and the City Library, I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.